Messy Realities, the Secret Life of Technology. My name is Gemma Hughes. I'm a health services researcher at Oxford University. And I, with my colleagues and friends, have put together this podcast series called Messy Realities, the Secret Life of Technology. The series describes how we took our research into assisted living technologies to the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford in search of some new meaning and inspiration. In this, our first episode, I talked to Professor Tricia Greenhalgh and two of my colleagues from the Pitt Rivers Museum, Josie Kettle and Beth McDougall, about how our collaborative project came about. Professor Tricia Greenhalgh leads a programme of research funded by the Wellcome Trust called Studies in Co-Creating Assisted Living Solutions, which we sometimes refer to as SCALS for short. Tricia and I talk about what assisted living technologies are and how, through our public engagement work with the Pitt Rivers Museum, we came to appreciate some of the symbolic and cultural properties of everyday technologies.
Trish, you are Professor of Primary Care Health Sciences and you co-direct with Sarah Shaw the Interdisciplinary Research into Health Sciences Group at the Nuffield Department of Primary Care Health Sciences. You're also a fellow at Green Templeton College at Oxford University. How did you come to be talking about assisted living technologies in the Pitt Rivers Museum?
I'm a medical doctor and I'm a social scientist, and for about the last 20 years I've been studying technologies in a healthcare context. And by technologies I mean tools, gadgets, devices, but also hardware and software, computers, and more recently, the more advanced computing functions like robotics and artificial intelligence. So against that background, over the last few years, I've become more and more interested in technologies that are installed in people's homes to help them live with long-term illness.
The phrase assisted living technology covers quite a broad range of different kinds of technologies, would you say?
There are two main types of assisted living technologies. One is more social care oriented, around things like safety and confidence and keeping people in touch if they're isolated and lonely, or biomedically oriented technologies for taking readings of things like blood pressure or blood oxygen level and sending those readings to usually a hospital-based centre where a specialist can have a look at them and monitor them.
So would you say there are technologies that help, as you say, monitor people's medical condition